It's the AmeriChips with Kim Monson.
Now, while this is all going on, I went through President Trump's speech and Chuck and Nancy's rebuttal.
The most important story.
The American people finally said enough, and that is why they elected Donald Trump.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
It's almost unbelievable that Trump has extricated the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
Because ideas matter.
It's the AmeriChicks, dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, that's for sure. Wishing you a wonderful Wednesday. It is going to be a Colorado weather day. It's rain, snow, so just be careful out there as you're traveling around. Yes, welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson, where we dissect issues, news, politics, and opinion. Is right versus wrong instead of right versus left, agree or disagree? We've got to be having these conversations. Be sure and check out my website. I've just invested in this beautiful new website, so take a look at it. Sign up for my emails, and I'll keep you apprised of all the upcoming guests, topics, and important events. I am the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure and like and follow me. I'd greatly appreciate it. And offering you a conservatarian perspective. Producer Steve is running the boards. Great job there. And I'm convinced more than ever we need to understand why we believe what we believe. With all of the things that are passing down at the State House, we have legislators that are no longer, I feel, representing the people to make sure that the government stays out of the way so that we can go after our hopes and dreams. Instead, they are across the spectrum. They are working to control, take power. So we need to understand why we believe what we believe, and we need to be out there having conversations in the battle of ideas. So that is one of the reasons why I am partnering with Dr. Tom Kranewitter, Bethany, and his whole team, plus Jen Hewlin, owner of Water's Edge Winery, to bring you Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth. Dr. Kranewitter is creating this fascinating lecture series on the Federalist Papers because we need to know why we believe what we believe. So we have a couple of different Vino and Veritas going on. There's one in Centennial, and we actually, I think, have a few seats for the one for March 25th, and then we are opening the one in Castle Rock, which will be the last Sunday of each month. So if you are interested in this, go to AmeriChicks.com/Kim and fill out the form. Again, that's AmeriChicks.com/ and then Kim and fill out the form. For the Centennial Water's Edge Winery, Vino and Veritas, our January presenting sponsor, it was Harmony Ridge Construction. Rafe Patton and his whole team, they're building homes and usually making great friends in the process. Our February's presenting sponsor was Susan Kochevar, and you know her. She's one of my great partners. She is owner of the historic 88 Drive-In Theater, and she hopes to open at the end of the month. And then March's presenting sponsor is Heidi Ganahl and her Free to Be Coalition, promoting free speech and diversity of thought. And it sounds like a great idea. If you would like to be a presenting sponsor, let me know. Again, go to AmeriChicks.com/Kim and fill out the form. Our inspiration for today, with all that's going on out there, I went to Newt Rockne, the legendary football coach of Notre Dame. He says, play like you're positive on the victory, even though they're leading big right now. And as we look at what's going on down at the Colorado legislature, we need to take heart in Newt Rockne's words on that. So, Steve, Producer Steve, are you ready for the funnies for this morning?
I can't wait.
The defense lawyer says to his client, I have good news and I have bad news. And so the client says, well, what's the bad news? And the lawyer says, well, your blood matches the DNA found at the murder scene. Rats, cries the client. What's the good news? Well, the lawyer says, your cholesterol is down to 140.
Oh, yeah.
So just a little levity in the morning there for you, Steve. But let's jump into, we have to have a little humor because it's not very funny on what's going on in Colorado right now. As many of you know, there has been a red flag bill, which is basically, I think it's going after the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens to be able to to keep and bear their firearms, and that is something that is protected in the U.S. Constitution. And yesterday at the Douglas County Commissioners meeting, the commissioners put forth a resolution opposing the red flag bill. They're not really saying that the Douglas County is a Second Amendment sanctuary county like many of the others, but it does the same thing. It says Douglas County is a place where the leaders honor the U.S. Constitution, they follow the U.S. Constitution, and that they also support the Second Amendment. So do we have Commissioner Thomas on the line yet, Steve? Okay. Commissioner Laura Thomas, welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell us what happened yesterday down at the Douglas County Commissioners meeting.
Well, the three commissioners, Abe Layden, Roger Partridge, and myself, have been watching what's been going on at the Capitol in many facets of what's going on. It's startling and it's scary. And we've been watching this red flag bill. And I think it's important for everyone to know that we took an oath to uphold the Constitution when we became commissioners. And we take that oath very seriously. But that doesn't mean that we're not compassionate. I went to an event Saturday, and I had women with red T-shirts saying, "Moms Demand Action," yelling at me, saying that I don't care about women who are victims of domestic violence, and I don't care about keeping our kids safe at school. And that's exactly why we need to make sure we keep guns in the hands of people who know how to use them, because they are the ones who can protect us from evil.
Well, that's for sure. And Laura, I would recommend that people read all this legislation. I think that everyday people think, oh my gosh, it's all this legalese and it's so complicated, and so they just rely on news sources instead of going to actually read the bill. And so this bill is House Bill 19-1177. And so what that means is if it says HB, that means it's coming out of the House. It originated out of the House of Representatives here in Colorado. If it is SB, it's Senate Bill. So this is House Bill 19-1177. You can just Google it and you can read the whole thing. And when you read it, this is it's absolutely terrifying, because in essence, somebody can be accused of a crime. They don't even know that, or they can be accused. I should say that. They don't even know that they've been accused. All of this is happening away from them. They don't even know that they've been accused until law enforcement knocks on their door and demands all of their firearms. And and they have a warrant to go through their house to search their house. It so goes against the U.S. Constitution, where people, law-abiding citizens can keep and bear their firearms, number one, but no due process, and it is basically search and seizure. And so there's three things right there that are in the Constitution to protect people, and this red flag bill stomps all over it. Now, you guys are not really saying that Douglas County is, quote-unquote, a sanctuary county. Many of those, many counties are. Yours is just a little bit different. I like both of them, but explain to our listeners exactly what you guys did.
We chose not to use the word sanctuary because it's a political hot button. And we wanted to communicate with our citizens that Douglas County is a safe constitutional county. Our resolution talked about a law that's on the books right now, 2765-127. And that particular statute allows for a process for family or law enforcement to work with a county attorney to do a process with due process, to go before a judge, ask for considerations, and then the judge makes the ruling. But the affected party is notified about this process and is involved in it. Douglas County's county attorney has been involved in over 200 of these kinds of cases last year alone, and went to court on between 10 to 15 cases. So there's already a law on the books in Colorado that is used in Douglas County that includes due process. Another item that's in the Constitution is about the ability to confront your accuser. And that's not something that's allowed in the red flag bill.
Right.
And let me talk about, there was a gentleman in Maryland in November 2nd of last year. He's at home, and at 5:17 in the morning, his doorbell rings. He goes to the door, and there's a bunch of police officers there. The gentleman has a firearm in his hand, because I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of people coming to my door at 5:17 in the morning.
Right.
And in the course of these officers going to his house on a new red flag bill in Maryland, this gentleman ended up dead. We had a gentleman who testified at our board hearing yesterday, and he listed four examples like this where people who were home by themselves, not knowing anything is going on at all.
Right.
Police at their door to get their firearms, and they ended up dead.
Oh, my gosh. Commissioner Thomas, as I've read this bill, you can see that that's a real possibility. We are just about out of time here. Just 1 minute. Just give us your final thoughts on this.
Douglas County suffered a horrible tragedy in 2014 with a young man with mental illness who took his life and his mother's life. And after that, Douglas County decided, we're better, we're going to do something about this. So we're going upstream and we're focusing on mental health. We're building a fabulous initiative that's won a national award, because we don't want to just grab guns. We want to do something to improve the quality of people who have mental illness, as well as everybody around them.
Wow. And if people want more information from you, how can they contact you, Laura?
My email address is lthomas@douglas.co.us. Or they can go to the Douglas County website, and there's a commissioner page that they can click on a link right there, and it'll go to all three commissioners.
Okay, fantastic. Commissioner Laura Thomas, thank you so much. And thank you for making Douglas County a place that honors the U.S. Constitution and the rights of everyday hardworking Coloradoans to be able to go after their hopes and dreams and live within the context of the Constitution. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being a patriot and educating people. Bye, Kim.
Okay, thanks so much. We're going to go to break here in just a minute, but as you all know, I love sports, individuals working hard to be the very best that they can be, to compete, to win, and to lose. And Hooters Restaurants is my sports headquarters. The Nuggets, the Avs, and Major League Baseball starts March 29th, I think. It's 28th or 29th. And March Madness, this is Selection Sunday this Sunday. And as a KU basketball fan, I can't wait. Rock Chalk Jayhawks. So Hooters is the place to watch the games. Hooters specials start at $10 for a draft and 10 boneless wings. And Hooters wings can fly. You can have them delivered right to your front doorstep. When the girls come over on Wednesday nights, I order Hooters new smoked wings, and they are delicious and only half the calories. So be sure to order your Hooters wings to go, have them delivered right to your front door. More information, HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. He has gone through the effects of the Trump tax cuts. So this is Kim Munson. We'll be right back.
All AmeriChicks sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the AmeriChicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson and grow your business, contact Kim at AmeriChicks.com. That's AmeriChicks.com.
Dan Predovich and his team at Predovich & Company help your business plan ahead financially. The AmeriChicks with Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company as your financial business consultant. Predovich & Company will take care of your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business advisory services. Dan Predovich and his team want to learn about the unique needs of your business through real, honest dialogue. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call 303-791-3000 to start preparing now for tax season. Organize your business finances with Predovich & Company. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Social media is important to the AmeriChicks, since it's an avenue we can utilize to hear from and speak to all of our friends. For those of you who enjoy listening to the show, we'd love to hear what's on your radar. Follow us and talk to us at AmeriChicks Twitter and Facebook pages. Also, if you're a business owner who could benefit from some extra foot traffic from like-minded friends, consider advertising on the AmeriChicks radio show. Contact us at AmeriChicks.com or email Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson, where I dissect the issues, news, politics, and opinion as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. Be sure and check out my website, AmeriChicks.com. Sign up for my emails. I will keep you apprised of all the upcoming guests, topics, and important events. And I am the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter as well, offering you a conservatarian perspective. Thrilled to have in studio with me Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Jason, it's great having you here.
Well, it's always an honor to be here, Kim, and I'm always shocked when you invite me back. I mean, I think you'd know better by now.
Well, it's just people want to hear what you have to say, so I have to get you on, you know?
All right. Well, you're forced. Your hand has been forced, right?
Well, I'm a freedom girl.
Okay.
I would never let them force me. They could suggest, but I'm not going to let them force me. It is freedom I'm asking you here.
Okay. All right.
Let's jump in here. Regarding the Trump tax cuts that were passed last year, people are starting to see the effects of that. What are you hearing, Jason McBride?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of what I'm hearing is people are not understanding exactly what happened. And there's been a lot of talk. And honestly, Kim, I think a lot of it's just propaganda that's put out there again to take something that's been a positive and make it sound like a negative. Because I'm sure you've seen the stories recently, too, about people saying, well, I really took it up the shorts with the Trump tax cuts because my tax return this year is going to be way less than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the point. Chuck Grassley, I'll give him some credit. He made a point on this a few days ago, and he actually got pretty upset about it. He said, people are just not getting it. The amount of your return or your tax return or tax refund, I guess, mm-hmm. is the correct word I should be using, that you receive has nothing to do with the amount of taxes you paid or didn't pay. And I find that that's true. A lot of times folks don't really look at their tax return and understand how much taxes they actually paid or what their quote tax liability was. They simply look at the amount that either they had to make up to the government at the end of the year that mm-hmm. they didn't withhold, or B, they look at the amount that Uncle Sam babysat for them all year and returned their own money to them and judge kind of how they did tax-wise in that regard.
Well, and so to answer that question, you went through some pretty extensive analysis regarding 2017 and 2018 and people's tax liability. So tell me about that.
Well, yeah, I did some comparisons, and I think they're very interesting to actually look at some real numbers. One of the issues that I've had with I don't even want to call them articles. I'll call them propaganda that's been coming out, is there's no discussion. All we're hearing is, poor people, they're getting a lower refund. They were expecting a refund to do this, and they didn't get it. You know, it's, again, the victimized story.
It's a narrative that we have seen out there that, like or dislike Trump, I think it's a bit dishonest because they don't want to give any credence to the fact that people might have more money in their pocket.
Well, that's true. You may have got a lower return, but the fact is that you probably got higher paychecks the entire year, so you still ended up with more money in your own pocket overall.
Okay.
Now, again, there are a lot of people caterwauling because their return wasn't as high as they were expected. I know this isn't popular these days sometimes in America, but you know what? When the tax cuts happened, it was widely publicized and very widely suggested that you talk to your HR person, talk to your payroll department, and adjust your withholdings if you still wanted to get a bigger return. Now, if you didn't do that and now your return's lower, you know, honestly, that's kind of your own fault. If you want to fix it, then talk to your payroll department now and ask them to adjust your withholdings and deductions so that doesn't happen again.
But Jason, you had alluded to a very important point, and that is ideally, if your refund is less than what maybe you were expecting, that means that you didn't let the government babysit or have your money for free for the whole year. So in essence, that's probably really a good thing, but you've really run the numbers on it.
Well, I have, and I agree, Kim. I think the best tax return or refund is zero.
If you can get it to that, it's great.
If you can get it exactly right, that's the best way. I know some folks like to get that surprise in the mail. I admit, you know, I often over withhold, and it is kind of nice to get that little bonus and do something with it. But again, I guess that's beside the point. I think what we want to look at is the reality of what happened with the Trump tax cuts. And I think the best way to do this, Kim, is to look at a few different scenarios of different families or people that have different levels of income and look at what their taxes would have been over under the old rules and what they are under the new rules.
So you're kind of looking at the facts?
What a surprise.
What'd you find out?
Yeah, this could be difficult. Now, again, I'm not talking about the amount of return you got. I'm talking about the actual amount of income you made and how much of that income the government allowed you to keep under the old rules versus the new. So okay. I just want to be real clear on that. Sorry to be repetitive. So, Kim, first let's take a look at what I think most folks would consider a middle class, maybe upper middle class type of family. Let's take a married couple that earned $150,000 and they have two kids.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's good.
In 27, now I'm not, you know, I'm just assuming they took the standard deduction because I don't know about their mortgage and all this stuff. I've got to keep it simple.
But you're comparing apples to apples
that's
as
right.
You've done this.
So. That's right. That's right. So in 2017, again, $150,000 income, married filing jointly with two kids or what we like to call dependents in the tax world. 2017, these folks' federal tax rate, their actual rate they would have paid would have been about 14.5%. Their Colorado state rate would have been about 3.7%. which comes out to about 18.2% tax rate total on their income, or about $27,000.
Okay.
Now, first thing I'd say, I bet you a lot of people would be surprised by the 18%. Because if you ask most folks, well, how much do you think you're paying in taxes? Invariably, what I hear is 30%. Oh, 25, 30%. We had another show on that and discussed that. But now let's look at fast forward. These are 2018 tax rates now under the new Trump tax cuts. Okay. Same family, $150,000, two dependents, married, filing jointly. Their federal tax rate in 2018, apples to apples, would have been 10.4%. Now, it's interesting, their Colorado rate went up a tiny bit to 3.9%. But overall, their total tax liability or rate was 14.3%, about $21,000 versus $27,000 on the same income under the old rules. So that put almost another $6,000 in this family's pocket for the whole year.
Boy, that makes a difference. There's a lot that a family of four can do with $6,000.
Yeah, it's $500 a month.
Yeah.
What could you do with that?
Now, one point that I think it's important that our listeners understand, and you alluded to this, and that is in 2017, the state tax liability was 3.7%, but it went up to 3.9% in 2018.
Yes.
And so, first of all, Colorado, you are paying more. in state income tax. The state is getting more of your money. And I would submit to you that maybe they might have needed to go to Tabor to say that they could keep that money, but that's probably a fight that's not going to happen. But your taxes have gone up. Your income taxes have gone up in Colorado under the scenario. And so the state of Colorado got a raise just from that. And the reason is because with the federal tax, when you filed your federal taxes, there were less deductions, right? And so there was, now, am I saying that right, Jason?
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, or? Why don't
okay.
you do that?
So the way, what happened, and it's not just Colorado state tax that probably got a raise. Every state did that has a state tax. The reason it's different, because under the old rules, you got to take your standard deduction, and then you got to take exemptions. Remember, okay. You took your exemptions, which were like $4,000 for each dependent. That was all above-the-line stuff, which meant your, quote, taxable income number that hits your Colorado return had those exemptions subtracted out before it hit your 1040.
Okay.
Under the new law, you still get your standard deduction, which is much higher, by the way. It's double what it used to be. But your dependents come off as what's called credits. It's a direct actual tax credit on your federal return, but that credit comes after the taxable or below the taxable income line.
Okay.
And so that it's a little bit higher, quote, taxable income number that flows over to your Colorado return. Colorado, the state, did not change their income tax rates. They didn't do that. It wasn't Colorado that did it. It's the way the number falls off of the federal return and lands on the state return that caused that slight increase.
Okay, excellent explanation on that. One note, though, is there had been some legislation that had been presented down at the State House last year that would keep that tax rate basically the same, you know, with these changes from the feds, and that died. And so in essence, Coloradoans are paying more in income tax because of the way that, as you very eloquently explained, the Trump tax cuts work.
Well, I guess if you wanted to pay more tax, maybe it's better locally. I don't know. But again, for most people, it's a, you know, two-tenths of a percent increase. Yeah, it's annoying, but maybe not worth losing too much sleep over, I hope.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Jason, this is really great information. Let's go to break, because you have, we had just talked about a family of four with two kids making $150,000. Their tax liability in 2017 was about $27,000 for federal and state combined. In 2018, their tax liability was almost $6,000 less, $21,000. So they actually had more money in their pocket. But Jason, you've looked at other scenarios as well. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about those. My story with Hooters Restaurants is a story of liberty, free markets, and a conservatarian perspective. It stems from when I served as city councilwoman in Lone Tree. If you're interested in learning more about this story, just email me at kimandamerichicks.com. It's fascinating. And I love sports, individuals working hard to be the best they can be to compete and to win or lose. Hooters Restaurants is my sports headquarters, and March Madness is right around the corner. As a KU basketball fan, I can't wait. Hooters is the place to watch all the games. They're special. Start at $10 for a draft and 10 boneless wings. And Hooters wings can fly. You can have them delivered right to your front door. When the girls come over on Wednesday nights, I order Hooters new smoked wings because they're delicious and only half the calories. The girls love them. So order your Hooters wings to go or have them delivered right to your front door. More information, visit HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. Let them know that you know the Americhicks.
Work with mortgage professionals who will give you quick and accurate financial advice. Home Mortgage Alliance has the knowledge and expertise to explore the many financial options available to you. The mortgage process can be stressful, and as interest rates rise, it's more important than ever to get pre-qualified now so you're ready to buy. Call Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance to make sure that you're making the right financial choice for you and your family. 303-888-2732. Kim and Mark will remain available to you 24/7 to help you through the process. Choose the only mortgage professionals recommended by the Americhicks with Kim Munson. Call Kim and Mark with Home Mortgage Alliance today, 303-888-2732.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and AmeriChick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best with well-priced, made-to-measure clothes that fit a busy lady's lifestyle. Gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email Kim at AmeriChicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson, where I dissect issues, news, politics, and opinion as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's just have a conversation. Be sure and check out my website, AmeriChicks.com, and sign up for my emails. I'll keep you apprised of all the upcoming guests, topics, and important events. And I am the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter as well, offering you a conservatarian perspective. Really pleased to have in studio with me Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. It's always great to have you in studio, Jason.
Well, thanks, Kim. I always appreciate your generosity to let me come and share such a wonderful show with you, and I hope that your listeners feel I make it a little bit better at least.
Well, I hear from them that they really enjoy your perspective and that they are learning a lot. And what we're talking about today is tax refunds and the Trump tax cuts. And you had indicated in the last segment that people were unhappy because as they're starting to file their taxes, their refund isn't as large as it has been in the past. But you're like, wait a minute. So kind of re-explain that, Jason.
Well, the amount you get from a refund is not the deciding factor in how much taxes you actually paid. It's just how much was withheld versus how much you got back or how much you still owed Uncle Sam at the end of the year. So what I did, Kim, was put together five or six different scenarios of different families or different people with different income levels, different dependents, and said, what would the taxes have been under the old rules and what are the taxes under the new rules? This has nothing to do with the amount of your return. It's the amount of the actual taxes that you had to pay.
Okay.
And that's what's important.
Well, that is really what is important. So we went through the first one, and that was a family of four, so a couple with two children making $150,000, and you compared 2017 to 2018. And in 2018, the family paid almost $6,000 less in taxes. So let's go to the next scenario.
That's right. And I forgot one number to mention there. It was a 22% decrease in their taxes.
That's huge.
Let's keep these percentages in mind. Huge, huge drop.
So okay. Let's go to the next one.
All right. So let's look at another family. This family is also married, filing jointly. They've also got two children, also known as dependents. Their income is not as high, though. They only bring in about $75,000. Let's look at their tax situation. Okay. In 2017... their federal tax rate, Kim, I can't read my own writing here.
Oh,
I think it's 5.3%.
I think so.
I scribbled there. I had to put my glasses on. But
happens, Jason.
Yeah, 5.3% for federal, 2.8% for Colorado State. So their total overall tax rate, this is not their bracket. Let's not get brackets confused with the actual rate you paid, was 8.1%. So their tax bill was about $6,100.
Okay, Jason, just a quick question. When you talk to people in this particular range, do they also think that they're paying about 30% in taxes? You said that when you ask people what they pay in taxes, normally they think 25 to 30%.
Everybody thinks they're paying at least 25 to 30%.
Okay, even in this?
Absolutely.
Okay, fascinating.
Yep, you betcha.
Okay.
Absolutely. So now let's look at the same family under the new rules, under the Trump tax cuts. Again, $75,000 income, two kids, 2018 now. Their federal tax rate was 2.3%. Their Colorado rate, though, again, went up a little bit from 2.8%. paid to 3.1, but their overall tax rate was 5.4%. What does that mean in dollars? 2017, their tax liability was about $6,100, but in 2018, their tax liability was $4,100. So that's a 33% decrease. That is getting your tax bill cut by a third.
That is significant.
Now, when the tax cuts passed, you know, they always talk, you know, every time they're doing something, well, we're going to help the middle class. Now, we've got a lot of naysayers out there saying, well, the Trump tax cuts didn't help the middle class at all. They just gave big tax cuts to the rich, and the middle class has to pay more. Numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is mid-America. This is the picture of what people would call a middle-class type of family. They just got their taxes cut by a third.
I take great heart in that. And that is something that is unique about America, is a vibrant middle class. And that's something that, you know, we need to make sure that we support. And it looks like these Trump tax cuts have really done that.
That's right. So this family had an extra $2,000 for the year. Nancy, I know you think that's just crumbs, but I think a lot of people would be very happy to have an extra $2,000 for the year. That could contribute to a nice family vacation. It could cover an unexpected expense like a car breakdown, something going wrong with you. Who knows what the money gets used for? The important thing is that it stayed in the hands of American civilians instead of going into the hands of a government. Our government is wasteful of tax money, and I don't care who's up there. If you send a dollar into the federal government, it'll come out as a dime before it gets used for anything.
There's a lot of jokes about that, and they're not really jokes as you think about it. So let's go to the next scenario.
Okay, let's look at a higher income family now. Again, married, filing jointly, again with two kids, two dependents. This couple earned $300,000 for the year.
Okay.
Now, that's pretty good income. Maybe not if you live in New York or Santa Barbara, but for, you know, most of America, $300,000 a year, you're doing pretty darn good.
But those people in New York and California want to keep more of that $300,000, so we're seeing a net migration out of those states to low-income tax states.
Yeah. We could have a discussion whether that's a good thing or not at some point.
Okay.
But so let's look again. 2017, $300,000, married, filing jointly, two kids. In 2017, their federal tax rate would have been about 22.2%. Okay. Their Colorado rate was about 4.2%, so their tax liability was about $79,000. Under the new tax law, in 2018, their federal tax rate was about 17%. Their Colorado went from 4.2% to 4.3%. But so their overall rate in 2018 was 21.4% versus 26.4% in 2017. So yes, the higher earners also got a tax break. And guess what? That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing.
Their percentage was actually less than the first two scenarios.
That's right. They saw a 19% decrease in taxes overall, about another $15,000 in their pocket for the year. But yes, the higher earners in this case got a tax break as well. And it wasn't as big percentage-wise as the lower income earners, but they got a break too. And I think that's great.
I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Kim, this might be a good time just to bring up that another thing that we heard about the Trump tax cuts is that they say like 85% of all the break went to the millionaires and billionaires in the top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want your listeners to lynch me until they've heard the whole
okay.
sentence. That's true. That's true. Dollar-wise. And the reason is because, what I don't know the exact numbers, but like what, the top 10% of income earners in the country pay like 94% of all the taxes.
Right.
I don't have the numbers exactly.
It's a lot.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. So, of course, even a small tax reduction for the way high up earners is a much bigger dollar amount. So, of course, dollar-wise, yes, the biggest amount of the tax breaks probably did go to the higher earners, but percentage-wise, they did not get anywhere near the amount of tax reduction that the middle class, lower middle, upper middle, even higher upper middle, I just made that one up, I don't mm-hmm. think it exists, got. And in fact...
We like to invent words here.
Yeah, that's right, we do. As long as they don't hurt, because words matter.
That's true. That's true.
But in a lot of cases, due to a lot of deductions going away, I think a lot of your higher, much higher earners, they may end up actually paying a little bit more tax than they did under the old rules.
Right. And, you know, instead of looking at this as, you know, from envy, which is what the socialists do, and they don't even acknowledge the significant amount of money in tax cuts that have occurred for middle America. This helps everyday hardworking Coloradoans.
Well, and if they want to holler, I say, well, we'll just switch the percentage cuts. If you want the percentage cuts that the really high income earners got, we'll give you that next year, and they can have your percentage cut and then come back and tell us how you felt about it.
Of course, the other assumption is that they're paying taxes.
Who's that?
The socialists.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure some of them are.
Well, yes, they are. That's for sure.
So, okay.
So, Jason,
got off track there, huh?
I'm sorry, but, you know, there's so much information. When you start to talk about taxes, and the point here is we've gone through three different scenarios, 150,000 earners with two kids, 75,000 with two kids, and $300,000 earners with two children. And with all of them, there's been significant tax cuts, so they have more money in their pocket. So instead of sending it to politicians and bureaucrats, these hardworking Americans really do have more money in their pocket. And that is what you have taken a look at these numbers, and you see that that has happened.
Well, that's true, Kim. And the good news is after the break, I'm going to come back, and we are going to talk about a couple of single scenarios, and then we're also going to talk about a scenario for a retired couple. So we want to kind of cover this across the whole gamut and give everybody an idea of what they might be looking at. Again, keep in mind, all of these just take the standard deduction. I don't know about your mortgage interest or medical expenses. I'm trying to compare apples to apples. Everybody's situation may be different, but again, these numbers, they are factual, and it's hard to argue with them. These are large percentage cuts in tax liability for the middle class.
Well, it's just really powerful, all this research that you have done, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. So, yes, let's go to break. This is Kim Munson with the AmeriChicks. When we come back, we will look at a couple of other scenarios. And, Jason, I really appreciate all the hard work that you have done on these different scenarios so that people really understand what has happened.
You betcha. Well, it wasn't that hard. When we come back, I'll give you a little secret place where you can go do this on your own.
Okay, too. Sounds like a plan. So this is Kim Munson. We will be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. As a Colorado representative to the National Board of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Since losing her mother to breast cancer, Karen Levine has helped organize a local fundraising event called Karen's for the Cure, raising money for breast cancer research. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson, dissecting the issues, news, politics, and opinion is right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have these conversations. Be sure and check out my website, AmeriChicks.com. Sign up for my emails. I will keep you apprised of all the upcoming guests, topics, and important events. I am the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter as well, and offering you a conservatarian perspective. Great. It's so great to have in studio with me, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. Jason, it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you having me back.
People learn so much. We've been going through all these different scenarios that you have put together regarding a comparison of, and again, different scenarios of a 2017 federal and state tax liability compared to 2018. Did I say that right? 2017,
yes.
2018. Mm-hmm. This must have taken a lot of time to go through and figure this out.
Well, it took a little time, but it's not as hard as it might sound. In fact, if people go to our website, presidentialwm.com, or they can get there through the chickspresidential.com landing page, up at the top, there's a link that says calculators, and one of them is a 1040 tax calculator. You go right there, and you can enter in your own numbers. It'll show you what your 28 tax liability looks like federally. Now, you have to kind of know how to go and noodle out the Colorado part. And if you want to get 2017, there's all kinds of places on the web you could do it. I go to a place called dinkytown.net, and they have all kinds of calculators. And the 2017 tax calculator that's similar to ours is right there. So if you want to kind of compare numbers 2017 to 2018 and test my theories here and find out, have at it, or go mess around with your own numbers and see what happens.
So you can test Jason on this, huh?
That's right, and I'm gonna pass too.
Okay, I'm sure you will. There's no question about
bigly.
That
I'll pass bigly.
You will pass bigly, because in many of these instances the tax reduction from 2017 to 2018 has been huge.
That's right.
Okay, so let's see. Was it huge for a single person with two kids making $75,000?
Well, first, can we cover the single person with no kids making $100,000?
Let's do. You know what? I had my pieces of paper all
you
mixed up.
You skipped ahead,
here.
Kim. Okay, got excited.
You know, so. I do get excited. Okay, so single, no kids making $100,000. What was their tax liability?
That's right. Now, single, no kids making $100,000. You're having quite a bit of fun. I hope you're saving some money. But in any case, 2017. Again, that's just using your standard deduction. That person would have had a federal rate of about 18.1, a state rate of about 4.1, so a total overall tax rate of 22.2. Now, in 2018, their federal rate drops to 15.4. These people's actual Colorado tax goes down a little bit. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, due to rounding, it's still 4.1% in my scenario, but overall, they're paying 19.5% versus 22.2%, and the overall, that's about a 12% reduction in your overall taxes, an extra almost $2,800 in your pocket for the year, which is still, what is that, $250 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I could do a lot with that if I was single.
That's for sure. That is for sure. You know, that is so interesting, though, that their state liability stayed the same. And you had mentioned that's because of the way everything worked on the federal.
You know why that is? It's because they didn't have the children for the tax credits versus exemptions the way it used to work. That's what causes the difference.
So in Colorado, if you have children, your tax liability actually went up. Isn't that fascinating?
Boy, I'm mad at my kids again.
Again.
Darn it.
You're going to have to ground them.
I'm going to have to go home and beat them some more.
That
was just a joke.
It was just
a joke. I don't beat my kids.
It was just a joke. You have to ground them.
Or my wife.
I know you don't. I know you don't. So, okay. Boy, Jason, we're getting into trouble here. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. So, what is your next scenario that you would like to share?
Well, let's do single with two kids with income of $75,000, and you say, well, why do you make less when you have two kids? Well, you probably don't have as much time to work. I'm trying to think realistically here. So single with two kids, $75,000 in 2017, federal tax rate 10.5, state tax rate 3.5, total tax rate 14%. Now in 2018, The federal rate dropped to 7.8, and here we go. The Colorado rate went up to 3.9. So there
again,
you go.
It's that kids problem there.
Those darn kids.
Those darn kids.
So overall, though, still your tax rate was 11.6 versus 14. Dollar-wise, in 2018, it was about $8,700. And in 2017, it was about $10,500. So again, a single person with two kids ended up with about $1,700, $1,800 extra dollars in their pocket.
I tell you, hardworking single person, that's a lot.
And that was a 17% drop in tax rates. And I think I forgot to give the percentage for the single with no kids. They had a 12% drop in tax rates. Do you notice a pattern here?
Yeah.
Are they all dropping or are they going up?
Yeah, people are paying less in taxes. And, of course, the radical progressive activists that are throwing their hat in the ring to be president want to raise taxes up to 70%. So,
I think that's just a lovely idea.
Oh, I'm sure nobody likes that idea. They only like it for somebody else.
That's right. So, you want to look at a retired couple?
Yeah, let's do.
So let's take a look at a retired couple. This is married over age 65. Here's their income sources, Kim. They get $48,000 from Social Security. They take $24,000 out of an IRA, $3,000 in interest, $5,000 in some dividends, another $7,000 in total in short and long-term capital gains. So that's about $87,000 of income.
Okay.
Now watch this one. This is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
In 2017, their federal tax rate was not 25%. It was not 30%. It was 4.2.
On $87,000 in income. Fascinating.
And a tremendous amount of that is because of the way Social Security is taxed. It's very tax advantaged, I guess is the correct wording to use. Now, their Colorado rate was 0.8%. That's how much they paid in Colorado tax. Again, a lot of that's due to what's called the Colorado pension annuity subtraction, which means that a great part of their Social Security income and probably part of their IRA distribution is not subject to Colorado state tax.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that something? That's neat. So overall, they had a whopping overall tax rate of 5% in 2017. $4,400 was their total liability. Could it get any better? Guess what? I bet you know the answer to this one. In 2018, their federal rate was 3.4%. Their Colorado rate was 0.6%. Total overall rate, 4%. So this retired couple, in 2017, taxes were $4,400. 2018, it's $3,500. That's about a $900 increase in their pocket, a 21% drop in their already low taxes.
That is absolutely fascinating. Now, quick question. I know from time to time you guys do workshops on Social Security, and it looks like that is a really big component of somebody that is retired. If you're not doing any workshops right now, you would take a look at people's nest egg, right?
Oh, absolutely. Looking at Social Security, health care costs, correct inflation, all these different things, including what the actual tax rates will be is one of the things we look at. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things, Kim, is being able to show people, and here's what I think your tax rate will be, and then I'll just sit there while their eyes bug out. No, that can't be. No, it is. Let me show you. Because everybody thinks they're going to pay 25 or 30%. You know, I had one of your listeners named Ray. He last time I talked about taxes and kind of was going through how low, he got mad at me, kind of. He said, you shouldn't be saying that, you know, how low they are, because then the liberals will come after us and raise our taxes. And now I'm sure the retired people are going to be furious at me.
They're going to be really furious.
For letting the cat out of the bag. So, you know, if they come after you and raise, you can blame me.
Okay,
it's
well,
my fault.
I tell you, these lower taxes, in essence, I mean, you ran the numbers. And the Trump tax cuts really are are putting more money in the pockets of hardworking Americans. And I think that's one of the reasons that we are seeing a shot at 3% GDP growth. And it just goes to reason that if, in fact, we could put more money into people's pockets and loosen these rules and regulations, I think we could be looking at something even higher than 3%.
Well, I think we could, too. And I guess we should make the point, too. You talked about envy earlier. Who cares if somebody that makes millions and millions and millions of dollars also got a tax cut? Why do we have to make someone else miserable for us to be happy? Not, and I'm not saying us, but that's kind of what we're getting there. Who, you got a tax cut. If they got one too, that's good for everybody.
Well, and that's the thing, Jason, that I am learning from you. And that is look at your own economic well-being. Just focus on that. And that's something that you guys and gals over at Presidential Wealth Management can do. So, Jason, your final thought for the show.
Well, my final thought would be is what a tremendous country we live in. How lucky are we, even when it comes to taxes in a lot of cases? I hope I've delivered good news. Kim, you told me once, you're the only guy I ever talked to that I talked to about taxes and I feel better afterwards. You know, the news is just not that horrible. I know there's other taxes out there, sales tax, so they're always getting you one way or the other. They call them sneak attacks. But as far as income tax, we're not in too bad of a shape. And you know, Will Rogers, he's got a lot of great quotes. He doesn't get proven wrong very often. One of his quotes that I think is great is he says, "The only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets." Well, at least this time when Congress met, taxes did not get worse.
In fact, they got better, and hardworking people had more money in their pockets. So, Jason McBride, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you very much, Kim. I'll talk to you or see you again soon.
Okay, sounds great. So, your thought for today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.